foot is barely coming off the floor.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you today?
Hey, Don. I just was on my bank account and I had a charge, which I looked into because it wasn't me. And my bank gave me this phone number to contact because this is where the charge originated from for $91.89 that came out this morning.
All right. So let's first get your zip code so I can locate an order for you.
12590.
Your name?
Scott Powers.
And that was 12590. Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S.
Correct.
The spelling of your last name, sir?
P as in Paul. O-W-E-R-S.
All right, thank you. It's not pulling up an account here. Let's get the last four digits of the car that receives charges.
4833.
And what is the product that you're calling about? Make sure you have the correct number.
I have no clue what product I'm calling, that's what I'm calling about. This is not a charge I made. I never ordered from you guys. I never made a thing. I just want this thing removed, and this is the phone number associated with the charge. So whatever.
What's the amount of the charge?
$91.89. Made it 9:45 this morning.
And the last four digits is 4833. Do you have the first six digits
of my card?
Yes.
I have all the digits, but why am I going to give them to you? What am I just going to get another?
Well, we have to locate the account because it's not pulling up with your name. So we have to take that information out and just run the card to see if it'll pull back charges. And we'll have the name that's attached to it at that point.
So 5508.
5508. I need two more digits on the second set.
Oh, no, that was the, I was giving you the whole number. You need, what do you need?
I need 5508 and the next two numbers on the second set of numbers.
05.
Yes, there's one name that popped up consistently each time we searched. It's not going to be in your name, but we do need your address to make sure this is your account or it's attached to you. Okay, the email address. May I have your email address, please?
Scott Powers. 79@yahoo.com.
That's different as well. It has Scott Powers, but it has a different set of numbers before gmail.com.
240@gmail.com.
Yes, we have a Nikki.
Nadia, yes.
With
yep.
The N last name. All right, that's what the account is in. And this is going to be the Keto Ascend product. It's a product
you know,
that.
I got a sample of it for taking a survey. I never ordered anything else.
Well, it did go, this is going to be a promotional offer for a subscription with that trial phase that was signed up for. It did require a call back to prevent it from going any further because it will go into the subscription, which took place today. It also has a cleanse included with this product, which cleanses the major internal organs. Those two bottles that shipped out.
No, yeah, it was $14 shipping and handling. It was a survey I took. To get a gift card. I never subscribed to anything. I never did a trial. So you could cancel that and refund me my money immediately, please.
It is all sales are final at this point, so you had to call us during the trial phase.
What? No. There was none of that.
It was in the terms and conditions there.
I know that. I know what it was. I called and told I didn't want anything charged extra to my account. I did not want it. I sent the email and everything. So no, dude, no. I sent out an email when you said it was coming. I said no.
And then email,
Well,
it has an automatic response if you email us that you have to call. We're open 24 hours a day. You give us your feedback on the product. If you don't wish to continue, you go ahead and end the account, and there's no further shipments or charges. If it remains active, it goes into an authorization to enter you into a
it should that
subscription
that's
and bill
an
you.
error on your side because I called to have it taken care of. So that's an
It
error on
doesn't
my
have
end.
any
So
notes on here for a call or email, sir.
that's not my problem. That is not my problem. Again,
We don't
if
have
you
any
can't handle this, book,
contacts.
listen. If you put me on with somebody who can handle this, then because I'm not paying for this product is what I'm getting at. So you can either take care of this now, or give me somebody who can take care of this. Very simple. I'm not wasting my whole day. I've already been on hold for a half hour. I'm not wasting my day dealing with this dumb shit.
I'm going to place you on hold for a moment. Thank you for holding. All right, you're about to be transferred. Just remain on the line until someone picks up. Call will be answered in the order that is received. All right, thank you for holding.
Thank you.